It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie.
What happened to my new intro, Gunner?
I was so excited.
I wrote it. I sent it.
I thought I was going to be on, finally.
Anne was going to record a new one, but...
It'll happen.
Yep. It'll come along with your first paycheck, too.
That was... I actually thought for a second when I glanced over at you, and you're wearing this blue button-up shirt, you look like you're kind of wearing a jail jumpsuit. Not an orangey one, but a jumpsuit, and I was going to mock it.
We've talked about the fact that I wouldn't do good in prison.
I'm very aware of that. That's why every time I make a paycheck, I put a little bit aside just in case. It's called Kirk's bail money.
It's called a sinking fund, yes.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I'm like, John's always like, what are you doing with that money? And I say, just in case.
Wait, that's all the money between your seats of your car.
Yeah, anytime.
That's that $40 you
get. I know. I'm like, anytime I get a sale, I take a little bit. And then I'm like, oh, okay, just in case, give it to an animal charity, and then Kirk's bail fund, always, just in case.
Just in case.
Well, and then I do set aside a little bit for Cece's Legos.
I could be jailed for practicing near perfect real estate.
Really? Oh my gosh. All right, so we have a fun show for you today. We're going to...
Which means we don't have any show.
We have a great show. We have so much stuff going on, so we're going to just kind of do a smorgasbord of some crazy things that are going on. But
we're
going to
make stuff up.
We are. We're going to just make things up. We're going to draw from a cup of things. And I want to warn you that both of us have had a lot of caffeine so far.
We both
Look
are
at how...
On...
How that's like a 10 shooter. That's not even a 6 shooter.
It's a
from
6
Buckos.
Shooter freeze, it's, 32 ounce.
That's more.
Half
that's,
sweet because I'm watching my figure.
Oh my gosh. You girly figure. I'm just having half sugar.
I'm going to the beach.
I know. You're gonna be going to be in a the beach. Speedo. We cannot wait to post the pictures on Facebook of you in. Where are you going? Cabo?
Cabo. Well, yeah. We're Phoenix for 2 days for conference.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a pool there. It's 100 some billion
dollars.
You will
not be going to the pool.
And melting, and then
Arizona.
We're figured since
so
we're down in
to.
That area, and it's our 30th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Might not go to Cabo.
Yeah.
Lisa says it's safe. I hate Cabo, but
we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. If you wind up in a Mexican,
there's a robot.
If you wind up in a prison down
the
there, that's not going to be good. I don't.
I spent time in a Mexican prison before.
None of this surprises any of
no,
us.
No, I've avoided it.
If you're just
twice.
Joining us, this is not our show. We're actually going to be discussing just some commonly asked questions from buyers and sellers that have kind of been popping up the last month.
Do some lessons learned from what we've been seeing over this crazy summer.
It's been a wild summer.
I was talking to another realtor today regarding a land transaction, and... we were just talking about earnest money and on this land, you know, larger commercial land transaction, how much we wanted to put down just because things have been squirrely, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of pride myself on never having deals rescinded. Just don't even know where to find the form to, I mean, what did I have, 6 in 6 weeks or so? It's crazy. Yeah. And everybody, it's just a lot of buyers that are not very motivated out there. So they're like, well, interest rates, something great. So if the deal falls through because I don't want to do this or that or that.
Yeah.
And we'll just move on and do something else. So it's crazy. Even though there's lack of inventory, and then when they do find a home, everybody's competing, but they're not really that motivated.
Yeah.
So
I have a couple buyers right now that are they're looking, and they said they were actively looking, but I feel like I think the hard part is knowing how much money they're going to invest in. You have the desperate buyers, like, I need a house because I'm coming to Alaska and I need somewhere because I don't want to live in a rental and I don't want to rent till I live. And then you have those that are looking that are kind of like, if I'm going to make this decision, it's got to be the right decision. And I'm not just going to be forced into a situation that's going to be any situation. So they're okay letting things fall through if it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't feel like a good transaction, even if they're under contract. A lot of things. I mean, I'm glad you've refamiliarized yourself with the rescind contract, but yeah, it's definitely been interesting. It's been an interesting summer.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we're on Alaska Realty today. We're talking about fun facts.
Yeah,
I got some fun facts for us, by the way.
Fun facts and some things going on with
some things going on, lessons learned. We're just making the show up today. So We do it every day, but sometimes.
Yeah, we make up our whole life.
Okay, so guess who is the a little quiz. Sometimes I like to quiz Jamie just to show how not smart she is.
Oh,
though.
My gosh.
No, she's super smart. Who do you think is the fastest growing group in the U.S. Entering the rental market?
I don't know that I know that. I don't know that.
I don't think most people know this.
I don't know.
Senior renters.
Oh, okay.
They're the fastest growing group in the U.S. So there's more than 2.5 million Americans that are 65 or older getting into the rental market this past 10 years.
That's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And they're choosing rentals over ownership, which is making all the markets are kind of having to shift their mentality. Oh, another thing just about seniors and senior living and people thinking about their retirement. I mean, I can't remember where I looked. I think it was on Housing Wire, but they were talking about people planning for the future.
Yeah.
People are living longer.
Yes.
And so people that are planning, you know, if you're like you, Jamie, if you're planning to, okay, well, I'm going to kick off at 80 or 90, well, you're probably more like 100.
Right.
And then, you know, my kids, they're talking about they could be in the 120s or higher.
Right.
So everybody needs to kind of think ahead and kind of look at what the forecasters are saying, where people are going to actually pass, not just what's going on with your current family or parents or something right now. So
right,
plan ahead. Yeah. But it's changing the housing market and it's changing the rental market. And so people are needing to make adjustments. So fun fact.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I know that we talk about that with my parents, you know, just about like my parents have a decent sized house. I think I want to say 2,800 square feet. And we talk a lot about not rental, going into a rental, but just like downsizing at some point. Because it's just right now they have a lot. I mean, we still go and visit. They have a lot of people that come.
By
and
the way,
stay.
Is that going to be your niche,
what?
Your niche market? The 3Ds, death, divorce, and downsizing?
Yes.
There are some folks in Next Home in Florida that is the 3Ds. That's what they do. And downsizing is a biggie. And
well, I know this sounds really cheesy, but or strange maybe, I really want to help, and I'm trying very hard to get some connections with some of our housing, elderly housing, where they've gone into, like, care facilities, because I know sometimes that they have gone into a care facility, sometimes their children don't come back here, but they need a realtor. So they want to sell because they, you know, so that's something that really interests me just because I am really a big advocate for senior, seniors being taken care of. I really think that sometimes we don't go out of our way for that community.
I think, an American mentality, right?
Yes.
You know, another so to the planet.
I am 100%, I think, just different. Advocacy, anything I could do to help with that, I would absolutely love it. I just feel like, you know, I mean, even I think sometimes as realtors, I mean, again, we do the best that we can for everything. But I think sometimes when it's senior living, they need somebody to help them facilitate maybe some packing, some downsizing of their things and their items because they might be going to a care facility. So sure. I think there's a little bit more than just the sale of the house. I think that so I really have been working on just connections of trying to put some things together.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm 100% interested.
And before we – okay, if you're just joining us, we are Alaska Realty today.
Yeah.
We have Jamie and Kirk Maynard. We're talking about some fun facts, and then we're going to go through and talk about – some lessons learned. I got another fun fact I forgot to mention. So this is regarding, you've heard it's time to ditch the date, the rate. So is it time to ditch the date, the rate, and marry the house phrase? Have you heard that before in the past? They're saying, you know what? Don't worry about the rate.
Yep.
Just marry the house, and then we can refinance it later.
Yeah, and I think I just watched a show and read an article that they were saying, what was it? I don't even remember where I read it, but they were saying, you know, people are still hung up on the rates from 2022 or 2021. And then, you know, we wish we bought in that
sure.
rate. And then they were saying, yet you're going to potentially wait until, let's say, 2028. And then you're going to wish you had purchased at the 2025, 2026 rate. So because you never know. are we going to continue to go up? Are things going to change? We always think people still have the mentality.
Well, this is just the opposite. This is younger buyers saying, hey, you know what? You know, it's been at 7%. Maybe it's down to, 6.75%. It's 6.5% today, but 6.75%. You know what? Let's just go ahead and get the house. Yep. And you know what? It's the rates are going to keep going down, and I can wait for it to go back to, 4% or something crazy, which will never happen, and refinance. And so younger buyers, I think they're banking too heavily on refinancing, which is kind of a big risk. So that's what you got to pay attention to. And the new, we'll call it procrastinators, are not going to see, we're not expecting mortgage rates to go down much. I mean, it's already down at 6.5% and maybe 6% in 2026.
Right.
But nothing major. So just pay attention to that. And if we did have, as you and I've learned from all the podcasts that we listen to, if we have a sustained 6% for, 3 months, 4 months, it's going to be crazy.
Yep.
The buying, it's going to be a buying frenzy. So,
well, and I think I think you watch all the time. If I could give anybody advice, and again, not that it would be easy, but there is a way to, pay on your principal, and pay down your, regardless of what your rate is, there's a way to pay down the principal and almost take that loan, a 30-year loan, and make it, let's say, 17 years.
Yeah, so it's one extra mortgage payment a year.
Yes. And so, again, that's something that you could potentially be saving up for. So it would be something that you have to plan for all year long to make that extra mortgage payment. But it's something that you could do.
Absolutely.
So, again, it's just something that a lot of people don't think about. So it's just but that's something that you could talk to your lender about. Like, how do we figure out how to do this? I think even your tax, your financial, if you have a financial advisor, they can do that for you, help you plan all that stuff out. So it's just, there are ways to, even if you're going to grab a higher lending rate. And then, of course, we always like to mention, if you are in the military, there are a lot of taking over the loan. And so a lot of realtors, I always check even if it's not marketed. So because a lot of times it's just scary to do, meaning we're not familiar with the process, but it's not as hard to do as we think it is. So I've done it a couple times. It's just getting accepted through that lender. And again, most of them have really great credit. So once they're accepted through that lender, then it's just having the cash to pay the difference. And then it's, walking through the process. But the lender walks us through the process. A lot of them are super fabulous on, yes, we can help. And then you're getting that 2.3 or that 3% rate. I mean, that's really great for the military. But it can help. So it's just something to always check on if that's acceptable. I know that's been marketed this last year much more than it's ever been marketed.
So if you're just joining us, Alaska Realty today, we're talking about some of the pitfalls of buyers thinking. I think it's 2/3 of Gen Z, 2/3 of millennials, and 1/3 of baby boomers are banking that interest rates will go down significantly when they purchase a house, that they can refinance at a later date. And we don't think that's going to be true. So please be careful that is a risk.
Well, and I think sometimes we've talked in other shows about just even kind of making a list of what you're paying in rent versus what you could be putting into a house. And we've talked a lot about, there are people that look at a duplex or a triplex, putting, living in a rental, starting in a rental, and being able to make something like that work for yourself for a little while. And then being able to afford the house that you really, really want to maybe walk into.
What you want, what you really, really want.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Hello,
help,
caffeine.
You couldn't help yourself. So
I'm a Spice Girl.
One question that I am getting a lot of from a lot of buyers are interested in purchasing a house, but they're very nervous because they already own a house. So I have probably had 6 buyers in the last several months. One I'm about to go through the process, that they applied for a loan, were accepted for a loan contingent on the sale of their house. So let's, when we get back from break, talk about that, because a lot of them want to upgrade their house or get a different house, but don't realize that they can do that contingent on the sale of a house.
Okay, so Alaska Realty. Today, when we get back, we're going to talk to Jamie about whatever the heck she wants to talk about. We'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
All right, so if you're just joining us, we are talking, what's our show, Alaska Realty? I'm just kidding. Stop
nope.
it.
Nope. This is the Buzz.
Alaska Realty Today. Oh my gosh, it kind of is the Buzz today. Not the Buzz.
Nope.
Weed buzz, but like
not like the studio used to
the
smell
buzz.
When those fun folks
could they
were
really no they couldn't smoke in here they couldn't smoke in here
no, no but when you stuff. Work around marijuana, I think it just clings to your clothes probably.
We're not and, that show
but it nope.
Well, you know what? You should go this when you get back. You should go into the shop for a little while and then just see if it clings,
into their shop
clings to your clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. They have good. What are we?
I'm going to be in Mexico. Isn't that close enough?
I'm going to be in Mexico. Okay. We cannot have this much coffee and ever come into the studio again. Okay. What we are talking, if you're just joining us today, Alaska Realty, we are talking about contingency. So I have a client.
This segment, yes.
Yes. That is wants to purchase a larger house, more expensive. They got a loan. But their loan is contingent on the sale of their house. Tell me what that means.
So most people don't want to carry two mortgages, and so they want to simultaneously sell one and purchase another.
Yes.
So I'm just going to walk you through the whole what I think the whole process should look like. It can be a little bit tricky. So first thing is you can be shopping online for a house. I wouldn't even get out and go look at a property in this market, a balanced or a buyer's market maybe, but in this market, it's just you're going to waste your time. You're going to get disappointed because you are not far enough down the process to put an offer in a house.
Right.
Typically. So you want to get your house on the market. If you think the house is going to get 15 offers in 1 hour, which is not really happening these days, then yeah, go shopping and let them know you've got a super, and if it's a house that you really like and you want to put an offer on it, then let them know I got a super awesome house. It's going to sell in 1 minute and we'll get competing offers and we'll be fine. Otherwise, if it's just a normal house, you know, it's gonna be on the market for a few days. Not a ton of days, but it's gonna be on the market for a few days. Could be a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's just you're not far enough down the path yet. So typically, you want your house on the market at least, but most likely you want it pending. And the purchase of your next house is going to be contingent on the sale of the prior house. So it's not just necessarily a want, but the bank is, you know, you got to sell your other house because your debt to income ratio isn't quite there with two mortgage payments. So
right.
y'all got to sell that house before y'all can buy this house.
Yeah.
And so, so get your house on the market and be prepared to, and hopefully get, have it pending at least. And again, that's another 45 days. And you got a lot of contingencies, separate contingencies to get over. I'm talking about your appraisal contingency, your repair contingency,
yeah.
your well septic contingency. You got to get all past all those. So you want at least pending, meaning off the market, sold to somebody else before you put an offer on another house.
Yeah.
Ideally, because then you can go to your contract and say, hey, here's my offer. It is contingent on me selling my house, meaning my house has to successfully sell before my lender will give me money to buy your house. And if it's not on the market, they're probably just going to tell you to pound sand.
Right.
Probably. If it's on the market, that's a little bit better. But, I mean, we don't analyze it. We're not your real estate agent. We didn't go look at the house. We don't know if it's a POS or if it's super awesome. I'm going to vet it. I'm going to look on the MLS. I want to take a look at it. I want to look at the pictures. I want to see if it's overpriced, underpriced, just right. But preferably, it's going to be pending. So now, okay, I'm representing the seller. You made me an offer contingent on the sale of your house. Okay, it's pending. That's great. Okay. Not only is it pending, but hey, you've already had the home inspection and you're not one of the bazillion buyers that pulled out during the home inspection process this summer. So I feel way better about accepting that contingency. However, I am going to let you know, because when you put me, you send me an offer that's contingent on the sale of your house, especially with the crazy crap that was gone on this summer with buyers bailing every other. I mean, that I was telling you, I was talking to another realtor. He also calls it an epidemic this summer. It's just the crazy amount of transactions fell through. Anyway, buyers were rescinding.
Yeah.
I would love to see that you've already gone through that home inspection process, because it seems where half to three quarters of these buyers are bailing is at home inspection, whether they're using it as an excuse. Most likely it's just not a meeting of the minds of the buyer and the seller. Sellers don't want to do anything because they say it's the seller's market. Buyers aren't motivated and they want some stuff done to the house. So transactions are falling through. So if you're sending me, Jamie, a contingent offer, then I prefer to see that you not only have it pending, but you've at least gone through that part of the process.
Okay.
That's my preference. Then I'm going to counter you back and I'm going to say, okay, that's great, but I'm going to continue to market the property pending with a contingency. So I'm going to let you know that and put it in writing.
Yep.
And then on the MLS, it's going to be pending with a contingency, which does show up as active. So it's still going to show up on searches for buyers that are receiving listings from you. On the MLS, it's going to show up in realtor.com. It's going to show up on Zillow. It's going to not be off market technically, even though it is off market. Also in that counter offer I'm going to send you, Jamie, I'm going to put, if another acceptable offer is received, you'll have 48 to 72 hours to remove your contingency. Otherwise, I'm going to kiss you goodbye.
Yeah.
That's common. That's typical. That's what we've done the last 20, 25 years. So that's just the deal, because we don't know if you're, there's so many things that could happen with the sale of your house. I mean, you've been doing this 5 years. You've got 50 years worth of real estate packed
right.
into 5 years. You've seen everything. I mean, I had somebody die during a transaction this summer. You name it, we've seen it. So
right.
it's not a done deal until it's closed. So there's a lot of risk taking that contingent. So if I have another non-contingent offer, I'm sorry, but I got to do what's best for my seller.
Right.
And tell you to nicely pound sand, because we have another acceptable offer. And you now, I have seen some people that have it contingent but can remove that contingency and still own two homes should
right.
the other home fall through. So it is possible that, like, okay, crap, all right, I wanted it to be contingent on selling my house, but okay, I'll take that contingency off and still go through with the house, cross my fingers that my own sale goes through on my house.
Right.
So that's how it works.
Okay. No, I think that's great. Just because we get a lot, sometimes I think that I was really surprised by how many times this summer I got asked by people that were looking that I kept saying, you know, you need to go see a lender, but we can still sell your house. So contingent on the sale of your house, you could apply for a lot more. You know, they were like, I want to upgrade. This is kind of what I'm thinking. But it was like they never thought about, like, when we would talk through the process, they never thought about how this would even happen. So, because I even said, you know, we would try maybe for a faster closing on the house you want to move into, and a little bit, hopefully, if we could, maybe like a 30-day closing, if we could get that, and then a 45 or maybe even a 50-day closing on your other house. So that way you can get out. You know, the timing would be close, but not that close.
So you have it. You close on the house you're coming out of and have a little time to close on the
yes.
house you're going into.
Yes.
I've seen some stuff time that way.
So it'd be really close, but you'd have maybe like 5 days to just move the boxes and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But we would be so close. Everything would pretty much be done. They would just be waiting on, let's say, we're just going to, the closing date and signing would be maybe.
I've had a couple of those this summer. Yep.
So the contingency, in a sense, would be finished. If the people were going to walk from the house, they would lose everything. They would lose their earnest money. They would be walking based on really nothing. They would just be like, I don't want the house for, I don't know why, because they'd all the engineer stuff would be done. All the inspections would be done. Everything is back. We're just timing it. And everybody knows that's the only reason we're the only thing we're timing it for, so that the people could get their stuff out, move into their new house, drop the boxes off, and then maybe get a cleaning done.
If you're just joining us on Alaska Realty today, we're talking with Jamie Napolsky regarding contingencies, contingent offers. Don't forget, Jamie, you got to also put in writing if they're removed. Just, it's a technicality, but it seems like a lot of newer realtors are forgetting to remove those contingencies. Like today, we sold a commercial business, and that was contingent on inking a new lease with the new landlord, or not the new, with a new tenant, the buyer of the business, and then it was also contingent upon an owner financing promissory note being done. And so there's a couple contingencies that we need to remove to technically make this sale final. But people do that. Same with the contingencies. And if I'm the listing agent and you have a contingency, then y'all need to send me one that says, hey, this contingency is hereby removed.
Yeah.
So just don't forget to remove your contingencies. And there could be other stuff that other contingencies out there.
Yeah. So the other thing that I've kind of started to see a little bit more of is early occupancy. So a lot of people asking to move in early. What are your thoughts on that? So I feel like sometimes I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. And I think a lot of times the seller is 100% in. They're either 100% in, this is not a big deal, yes, let's move them in, or they're, heck no, I just can't
I think that's true.
You know, it's like, it's not going to happen. What are your thoughts?
In general, it's not the greatest idea. until the end. I mean, when I was early on, I was like, oh, let's move everybody in day one. I'm like, no, you don't. That's stupid. There's so many contingencies, so many hurdles you have to get over. But once, like, I knew this was going to happen. I have the gal that we have in early occupancy right now. I foresaw it. I talked about this 2 months ago.
Early
occupancy. I just warned everybody. I warned her that that's a possibility, that the sale of her house down in California could be faster than the purchase of the one up here. I warned the listing agent because I knew the house is going to be vacant. It was vacant when we showed it, so I told him that might be a thing. And so, so in general, it's just I'm hesitant. However, if you're past all the stuff, you just don't want to move somebody in and all of a sudden, an inspection can't do repairs. Okay, well, you moved him in right away, so you got to move. And then getting somebody out, you know, get a buyer out, then you got to give them whatever's according to the contract, but you got to give them notice and get them out, and you got to do showings now while they're inside there, which is a pain. And they're not, you know, they're just going to be sometimes like people that don't want people running through their house. They're just going to make it difficult for you to show the house. You could lose more time on market that way. It's just tough. So I'd want to make sure I'm through most of those things to, you know, those hurdles, get the appraisal back, all that fun stuff done. Just you're kind of at the home stretch. And usually when the appraisal back, you're only 1 week away. So typically when we're doing early occupancy, it's just a week or less commonly. So it's unless you're really confident on your appraisal, maybe you can do something sooner. I can tell you in the wintertime. And all of it's market dependent, you know, seller's market, buyer's market. I mean, seller, if it's a buyer's market, seller's like, if you're going to negotiate this, sure. I mean, best time to ask for it is up front. So in the buyer's market days, we're writing early occupancy right into our purchase agreements. We check the box, there's an additional addendum early occupancy, and we're asking for it up front because it's way easier to ask for it up front in the initial offer than it is, you know, a week or two or three or four down the road. And so, I mean, it's just, they're okay, but a balanced market or a seller's market, I would be a little more hesitant, a little more cautious. However, we do live in the Arctic, and we're soon approaching freezing temperatures. And if you're having a house that you're going to vacate or it is vacant, I mean, there's so many people that forget to turn their furnaces on in the fall time. People leave windows. I mean, I've seen so many freeze-ups happen early on. It's crazy. And having somebody that can live in the house and take care of it for you and right. make sure it doesn't freeze up and pay all your utilities and maybe even pay your rent. I mean, the one we're doing is a $0 rent. Some of them we do $150
right.
a day, anywhere in between. But, you know, commonly you just take the mortgage payment divided by 30 days. That's your daily rate. So that's a common one. So it's all negotiable. It all depends on how everything fleshed out, what a type of market is, how everybody's motivated. But it's definitely possible. I'm not against it. There's certain situations we have a buyer in one right now. I think it's working out for everybody. So it's mixed bag, mixed feelings on it.
No, I mean, I feel the same way. I think I've done more where I have the stuff dropped off, like drop off stuff in the garage. I think temperature is 100% a game changer. Is our show over already?
If you're just joining us, we got to go.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. So if you, what follows us?
Behind the Mission with United Way.
Awesome. Gosh, we got to meet those ladies. Have you met them yet?
I've only seen them. Okay. I said hi once, but no, we really need to meet them. I agree.
Awesome.
All right, you guys, enjoy your Saturday. Take care and stay tuned.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.